Okay, welcome back to Rookie in the Vet. I want to kick it straight off, Jacko. I had at least three different people message me last week and say, don't ever get rid of the Gratefuls again, yeah? So
I'm going to apologise for that.
Yeah,
that was my decision.
That's your bad. And you know what? When I thought about it, I'm grateful for those three people for reaching out to me and going, Scope, you're better than that. You're the Grateful King of Doom. So the Gratefuls are back and I'm grateful for you three. What about you, Jacko?
I'm going to be grateful for Stephen A. Smith. He gets me through every morning. I love listening to his rants and rambles. And obviously we've had a little eye on the NFL draft over the last couple of days and there'll be a bit of content pumping out around that.
Yep, next week.
And I love to hear him scream and chastise all the gun analysts that come on about that. So he's helping guide a lot of my draft predictions as well. So grateful for Stephen A., the GOAT of ESPN.
Good Grateful. Hit the intro, please, Lukey. This is where I do my best work, baby. Shit. And where Jacko does his best work is in the tipping comp. Jacko, you are on fire in the tipping comp at the moment.
Thanks, brother. 7 of 8. And if it wasn't for a bit of hometown loyalty, I probably would have gone 8 from 8. Back the boys, got upset. But yeah, it was a good week.
We couldn't remember if I talked you out because I went the Warriors. I don't know if I talked you out of it on the show last week, but you thought you went 8 from 8. But where are you sitting? Because the Scope is sitting at a measly 50%. That's just not good enough for me. I need to be better. This is a tipping show. I need to be better.
That's not good enough for me. I'm a top. Lukey's a distant second by 2 points. Then yourself and Simi's languishing.
Yeah, hey. So stay on that couch. Yeah, you don't ever come up here and give your opinions again.
He's back to Bulldogs every week, so.
And just touching on Simi. Simi said that his new favourite team could potentially be the Rabbitohs. We ran into the Rabbitohs this morning at next door.
There we go.
And he got a shout out from Tommy Burgess on Instagram. So I think he can be swayed. Me and him about to do a show after, so maybe we'll address that. But on to the Rabbitohs themselves.
Straight into it.
Broncos. Yeah, let's get into it, brother. Cody Walker's a big out for him. He's been doing really well on the left edge. Where do you see this game going, brother?
It's not a bad in when you put in Benji.
Uncle Benj.
So that recruitment's starting to look like a stroke of genius. I know Simi wanted him at the Bulldogs, but fuck, he looks pretty in the old Rabbitohs kit. It is a massive out for them. Obviously, he's a big part of – well, he's the main part of their attack at the moment. He's playing unreal football. So is Latrell and Cookie, but Cody's been the glue so far this year. I think they put a score on Brisbane. I think Brisbane are going to be – they get the old footy companion curse as well on a Thursday, unfortunately. And that's not, look, we're not trying to do that, but it is what it is. The universe just knows if we put the companion on, the boys are getting licked. So yep. 13 plus for me. I said before to you, I really like Damien Cook at $2.88 for the anytime try scorer. If you're having a little same gamer, I'd be going the overs on the points, which is like 41, I think, 41 and a half.
That's 43. 43. That's part of my multi, and I'm still going overs.
Yeah, I'd go overs on 43. I'd take Cookie at any time, and I'd go 13 plus as well. I think it'd get you about $5 there, something like that. So. Definitely haven't looked at it.
Well, you haven't had a look, have you? Going into my same game multi, like I said, I have gone the overs, which is 43.5.
Yeah.
I have gone the first try to be scored under 8 minutes in 7:59. So I think it'll be scored pretty quickly.
You've been starting red hot, the Bunnies.
Yeah, they're on fire, mate. And I've also gone the Bloat FC skipper himself. You know I love a skipper. Cam Murray. I believe he hasn't scored a meaty this year. He's renowned for sneaking in a little try around the ruck. If you think Cookie's going to be thereabouts, hopefully he finds my boy pushing through the middle at some point.
I think we're thinking along the same lines there. You can see if you're dream casting here, this would be a great clip as well if it happens. Cookie bursting through the middle. He's looking left. Cody Walker's not there. He looks right. Boom. Under the black dot. Cam Murray, baby.
That's jam. With other little bits of the game that I want to point out, obviously with Cody not playing, big game for Adam Reynolds. This is a really good opportunity for him, you know, to start the season. Everyone knows how important Adam Reynolds is. If you know your rugby league, you know how he steers that the team around, and he's got ongoing contract negotiations at the moment. So does Cody Walker, I believe. He could be off contract next year.
Correct.
So for him to put in a big, solid performance with Uncle Benj, I think that'll go really well into potentially getting him that second or third year that he's looking for.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for Rain. I think this would be a good game for him to kick maybe 17 goals. And I don't know if he's gonna be in the Pappy scoring.
He might if they score enough,
racking up that many points. But
yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing Rain hopefully put on a clinic tonight. No offense to the Broncos boys, we never have any favorites here except for Bird Gang and Warriors. But even then, we're going against them.
Yeah, look, Reynolds doesn't have a bad game in him at this point in his career. Brisbane's defense, obviously, we spoke about both of us seeing a couple of meaties in this one at 13 plus. We're going the overs. I think they're going to leak some points. I think they'll score a few as well. Like, they're not, you know, with respect to the Bulldogs, the Broncos aren't the Bulldogs. They can score points. Their problem is their fucking defense at the moment.
They actually started the game not too bad against the Storm last week. And then that 11-minute period just fucking completely blew them out. So
round one, they were incredible for 50 minutes as well. So, you know, they got points in them. But, yeah, we both see a blowout here, baby.
Okay.
Lock your pick in.
I'm going to put my picks in as we are going. Mm. So I am locking in, and this is the one we do the margin bet that I didn't realize. That's why Lukey was sneaking up there on the ladder. So I've gone Rabbitohs by 24 points.
And I've gone Bunnies by 30.
The next game, our boys.
Oh, this is the Rookie in the Vet Cup, isn't it?
The Rookie in the Vet Cup.
You kick us off, bro. You go for it.
We have to win this one.
Yeah.
We have to win this one. And I'm going the Bird Gang. If I was purely going on what the Seagulls are going to do, I still wouldn't have that much confidence picking them. I think this is a winnable game. I think Adam Fanua Blake is a huge, big out, mate. Huge. He's been unreal for him to start the year, even in the losses. He's been unreal. You know, we did the podcast with him last week. And
he's funny, man.
Him and the two guys that we had on, man, him and Pet, a lot of people don't realise Petr Hickey was such an underrated part of that team, defensively and in attack. So I'm going to go the Bird Gang, mate.
Yeah, you're right in that they need it, but you're wrong in the result. Fanua Blake's a huge out. All it seems to me, mate, is there's your boy. He's sitting right down there. Beam Murdoch Masilla.
Yeah.
But more minutes, I'm all over it. So I think the Warriors get up here. It's going to be close. Look, this, if you had to sort of put a game in the calendar after not knowing how badly they were going to start the year, you would have had Manly winning this game. At this point, they have to win. But I think the Warriors still have enough class, particularly just with Rog and Cody. I think they've got enough class at the moment. Very similar sides, like when you kind of look at it. I think the Warriors have the edge in the forward back. The backs, more or less the same, but just on form at the moment. Cody's the best half on that board right now in terms of, you know, form. Roger's clearly the best outside back in terms of form, and you'd probably say Murdoch Masilla right now in terms of form is probably the best.
Well, you couldn't pick anyone in the Bird Gang at form.
Yeah, exactly. So at the moment, that's where I'm going with it. I think there's enough class in it. Somewhere in the ballpark of 24-18, 20-18, something. It'll be close, but I'm going the Wires, baby.
You know what? I can get overs on the tab if I want. Let's talk some jam. What do you want to do? You want to have a little bet? You want to have a little...
Well, a little wager.
And I'll give you head-to-head too. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Well, hang on. Look.
Oh, I rattled you a little bit, haven't I? I'm giving you overs too. You get $1.45, I believe. $1.42 if you're betting with points bet, which I'm looking at on the thing.
Yeah.
$2.85 for the Bird Gang. I'm going to go the Bird Gang head-to-head against you. Remember last year, you won...
I know.
I won the bet, and then you had to give me a vintage shirt, the Packers.
I've actually got a Mad Packers one as well back at home for you. Yeah, we'll discuss off here, and we'll leak it on the mag tomorrow. How about that?
Okay.
Because, you've rattled me. Yeah. it's easy to pick the Warriors.
I didn't think about it until I said it there, so that's why I didn't
it's
get
easy to pick the Warriors when there's nothing on the line. As soon as there's a bit of fat or something on the line,
yeah,
they're a tough back. But I'm going to go. I'm locking them in.
Okay, I'm locking in Manly. Let's go.
Let's go.
Next game.
Oof.
Penrith versus Canberra.
Yeah, look, this is going to be – obviously, when you have a look at – you mind tapping your bloody pen over there?
Yeah, my bad. Jeez. I've done that before on a thing. Sorry about that.
Luke is just grinding his teeth over there. In terms of looking at sort of games of the round, this is going to be one of them. Canberra are one of those teams that keep – you know, you keep saying they find a way to not blow teams out, and they keep on staying in these stupid arm wrestles when there's enough talent there to be blowing teams off the park. Penrith are just on another level this year. And look, I wrote on Sunday, and it was a bit of a hot take, a bit of an overreaction, but in every hot take and overreaction is a bit of truth. I think they could go undefeated this year.
Undefeated,
mate. And people sort of have a look at me and, you know, I know that how that sounds, but in a shortened year last year, and I'd only played, 19 games or whatever it was, 18 games.
Well, they won 16 in a row before the grand final, right?
They won 16 in a row. They lost one game and had one draw all of last year. And they were playing that good at the end of the year that if there was another four rounds, they would have won those four rounds. So when you have a look at this team that had one loss last year, I think they're playing better. They're certainly better defensively than they were last year. I don't know who beats them, man. Melbourne down in Melbourne, a healthy Rooster side, but they're not healthy. This isn't in Canberra, if I'm correct. This is in Penrith. So I'm going to go the Panthers here in a close one, but I don't see them losing to fucking anyone, man.
I agree with Panthers winning this game, and I think they can win quite comfortably. I'm not willing to say 13 plus, but I think
sort of 10-point buffer, something like that.
10 to 12 points, maybe Raiders score a try late to sort of
close enough,
make it look a little bit closer than what it is. But I think Penrith can win this comfortably. I rate them highly too. The only thing, when you declare something like that, it's such a long season with just the injuries. I remember, so depth-wise, when you look at this team on paper, they're 17. I reckon it's a better rounded side than what last year was because they had a few older guys in there. But they had better depth last year because they had some of those older players and they were able to blood some of these players in. Like you look at guys like Dean Farre, Jimmy Tamo was starting for them. So you had Moses Leota coming off the bench for him, and now he's a starter.
Here's my thing with the depth argument though, Jazz. Like, so right now Stephen Crichton's starting at fullback. He's not their starting fullback. Dylan Edwards is. So they got depth at fullback. Staines looks like a fucking killer in that 10 minutes he played at fullback. So yeah, Staines can play fullback. So obviously Matt Burton comes in, looks like he could play fucking anywhere in the back line. So they got halves. And
can you slide down please, Luke?
They got depth in those key positions. Halves, centre, hooker. They haven't had Uppy all year. And this young Kennedy kid's playing like a fucking world beater. Then you got Tyrone May, who's the ultimate plug-in. Like, when I first came out with that, the first thing everyone said is, bro, you have no idea. They can get injured. Well, I think this is the deepest roster in the NRL right now. There's another hot take.
Okay, yeah. No,
I'm that high on Penrith.
It's not that hot because they're leading the comp. They're winning games quite comfortably. The other game that they didn't win comfortably was the fucking grand finalist from last year, so.
Yeah. I'm locking in Penrith, baby.
Yeah, I'm locking in Penrith as well. I'll just pull the brakes because I know it's a long season and anything can happen.
Fair enough,
and
bro.
And even with around the origin period with, you know, potentially, I know you're saying that, you know, Burton can fill in the halves, but fucking if Jerome, Cleary, Crichton, if they all represent and they're a big chance of representing, Isaiah Yao, yeah, there's a fair few players. Capewell did really well from last year. Could be a whole heap of troops that could be out come around origin time. So maybe a team jags them and sticks around there. But you're right. If they're full strength for the majority of the year.
Tough to beat, man.
They'll be very tough to beat. And I'll be picking them most weeks. All right, on to my Titans who let me down last week. I'm going to back them again.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken on a Knights team that is a little bit banged up, but they've got some star power back at number one now.
Oh, fuck, who's that glamour?
He's a pretty looking dude. Look at him on top of the fucking...
He's been starting for Bloat FC all year.
Number one.
Finally gets his NRL gig.
Yeah, but he'll be a little bit underdone. I know that that shoulder is... Everyone's well aware that it's given him a bit of grief over the off-season. So good to see him back out and playing footy. They're coming off a couple of tough losses against teams that, the Mudders and the Dragons and the Tigers, they're not heavyweights of the competition.
And they squeak past the Warriors as well.
Yeah.
Like, they've been going all right. Look, I think in terms of looking at this week, the points bet's got them here at 325. Like, if there's going to be an upset this week, I think this could potentially be one of those. I know there's injuries, but Blake Green, he got, 30 minutes last week or so? So he's going to come back now straight into that starting halfback role. And, bro, like, me because of my Warriors affiliation, you because obviously he's a mate and you played with him, but we're that high on Greeny. Like in terms of a conductor out there, he's probably the best replacement halfback you could ever fucking ask for with Mitchie going down. And Connor's no stranger to 5'8". So
shout out to Connor Watson, bro. He's been fucking playing that good. Even when he got put to fullback last week, he was unreal.
He gave Mudders a couple of the old palms of doom as well, straight in the chest. So
he's like so stocky and stiff, man.
He's one of those, if you start to have a look at the direction the NRL's going with how fast it is and that, every 13 coming through now is going to try and be like Connor Watson and Cam Murray. Like that's the model. You don't want to be the old Dallas Johnsons and Michael Lux of the world anymore. You want those twitchy, strong leg speed guys in there. But look, I'm going to go the Titans, not with an abundance of confidence because they have consistently let myself and you down, whether we pick for them or against them. But I think this is, Lukey put it up before, the cool matchup is obviously Brinson and Ponga. The old Queensland number one's going at it. I think if there's an upset on the cards this week and you're a betting man and you wanted to have a little lick, I think Newcastle could definitely get up. I can see it happening.
I can't. I'm going to go to the Titans and I'm pretty confident the Titans will win this one. Okay. Pretty confident then this next team will win as well. Melbourne Storm versus the Dogs.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got the sweats.
It's hot in here, bro.
Yeah. Papier, what an 11 minutes.
But I was
kind of. I don't even last 11 minutes in the bed, let alone fucking scoring that.
He's way outlasting me. I don't know how, like, when you watch him play, I'd be interested to see, because you played through some fucking golden eras in terms of, like, Hainsey when he was Hainsey and Benny Barber when he was killing the show, Slater as well. I don't know if there's been a more exciting player to watch on form, like how he's going right now. Those are sort of the only guys. He's getting in that territory that when Ben Barber was killing it, when Hayne was killing it. Pappy right now, every time he touches the ball, you sort of half get out of your seat. Like, and you can see the defense freezes as well. For a team that hasn't scored in 3 weeks, to then have to, like, a point in 3 weeks, you have to go down to Melbourne off the back of a Pappy clinic. I can't imagine a worse playing role for those Bulldogs boys. I just hope, like, fuck, off a kick, whether it's off a kick or a scramble or something, they score first. And just get a little bit of confidence in him and make a game of it. But I think this could get, unfortunately, I think this could get pretty ugly. I just want to see the Bulldogs score a point, man. Score a point and get the fuck out of Melbourne.
Fuck, there's such a big gap difference now. I think one of the talking points has been throughout the week is about the depth of the NRL. And it's even more so, I was speaking to someone recently about it, about the difference with the new rule changes. It favours the better team so much more. It's that hard to win momentum back, or even like a little 50-50 call that you might have got back in the day is gone with the captain challenges and stuff like that, yeah, where you're like, oh, fuck, I just need something. Yeah. And the ref misses a little rake or a knock on. You just don't get it anymore. So
yeah, that's true.
A lot of decisions, are the momentum with penalties are flowing, and it's very hard to fight it back. And it's very hard to find any points for the Bulldogs as well this week. And I think,
I can see in our tipping app here, 99% of people are going to Storm. So there is 1% of the ESPN.
That's Trent Barrett. Trent Barrett's the only one who's tipped the Bulldogs. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even Trent Barrett.
Is Simi locked his
pick? Yeah, Simi, it must be Simi. Simi and Trent Barrett.
Yeah, going to get ugly? Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, if you're looking for jam in this one, just avoid it. Unless you're going try scorers and you can basically pick four of them.
You know what's jam? Picking seven Melbourne Storm players to score tries. That could be jam.
And throwing Christian Welch in as one of them as well.
Yeah, the white rhino.
Yeah. So yeah, Melbourne, baby.
Might go a few middles in that as well, actually. Big Nelson.
Big Nelson, yeah. He could flop over
for one. I'm going to put Big Nelson, now that I'm saying it loud, in my multi of doom for this week. It's me, eh? Because you lost. Did you lose last week?
Yeah, yeah, you're okay, right,
so I'm back. We need to fucking hit a multi of doom too.
I'm fucking over it, bro.
Just quietly punters. I did an absolute number on the kitty on the weekend. I went 0 from 8 of Rose Hill and had 250 a pop on each horse. So
you do the math.
You do the math. That's 2.5 of the best. Moving on to the Roosters and Sharkies.
Go on then.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm going to go Sharks.
Good man.
I'm going Sharks.
I like that. I like to see you ruffle a few feathers. I'm not, but
This is my one where I think it can be an upset.
Yeah, yeah. I can see it. Like, I think Cronulla, they've been slower to build into the year than a lot of people would have thought, but they're building in nicely. Particularly, obviously, Chad and Moylan had a fucking clinic over the weekend.
So happy for Moyser.
Oh, bro.
He looks
happy and he's playing like that, game over.
Remember we talked about it at the start? Like, I talked about the amount of effort that he'd put in the off-season. Him and Normie in particular, I kept on raving about it.
Yeah.
In terms of just, you know, staying out of trouble, fucking getting off the piss and training, doing the extras. It's showing up in both their footy at the moment, Moyser and Normie, so I'm pumped for both of them.
Yeah, he's been killing it, man. I'm not too sure. Is Johnson out all year? What's SJ's?
No, he did his Achilles, I believe, at the end of last season with about 5 or 6 weeks to go. So
it might be a bit later.
Maybe even, he probably about a month or two away, I reckon.
Yeah, a long way away then. I'm just having a look at Weir Moylan, because obviously Kennedy's playing such good football as well.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
So he's been on fire, man. So he's going to create a real tough decision for John Morris when the time comes.
And then you go down and you say, oh, what's easy enough? Moylan will fall into that 14 jersey. Well, fuck Connor Tracy. He's been playing unreal as well. So they're going, man, well.
I wouldn't even fucking, you know, like Moyes is not my automatic to fucking move it. And not just because he's a mate.
Yeah.
If I'm watching it.
Well, that's, yeah.
And we love Chatty as well.
I know, that's what
all
I'm saying.
Three
it's
of
a,
them.
It's a headache.
There's not one of them that you go, oh, yeah, he's definitely got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to come down to maybe the last couple of games, because SJ will flow straight back in no matter what.
He was their player of the year last year.
So he'll flow back in, but he can play 7 or 6. And, you know, if they want to push Moyser to fullback, but Will Kennedy's going. Out of probably the three, bro.
He's in his form.
I reckon William Kennedy might be the one that's the most solid to keep his spot.
Crazy. Yeah, look, I'm going to go the Roosters in this one. After they probably were pretty, they were by their own standards below their best against my boys and still managed to score 30-odd and win. Sammy Walker, what did you make of the debut?
Nice, really nice.
Yeah. In terms of a debut.
Training with Boydie Corden this morning, having a little chat to Boydie about his game on the weekend, and Howie was carving them up last year during – it'd be interesting. I'm going to get Boydie on soon too to kind of come in for a potty and talk about, you know, obviously sad news about Jake Friend, but I'm also happy for him to be retired. He's got two of the toughest players ever, Boydie and Jakey. So if it, with regards to Boydie having a bit of a break and getting his head right, and I know he's been training in the house because he doesn't get to train with the team altogether. So he goes and does some extras, and, you know, that's why he's the fucking Australian captain.
Friendy's got nothing else to prove.
Mate, he's done it all. He's literally one of the toughest everything. Ever.
And you look at his best ever individual games, all in the biggest moments, Origins, Grand Finals, like, freak.
And he's he's loved within the Roosters, the Roosters core players. I know all the boys love and respect him a whole heap. So congrats, Friendy, on a great career, mate.
Congrats, brother.
Back to Sam Walker. Really nice. Really nice little touches. The only thing is, too, like I said, not the only thing is, the thing is, like, he's not even really – so if that try that he come over and put Butcher over, he was sort of just skipping across, and Boydie says he does that at training a little bit. But he didn't even really square anyone up. Someone just shot out of the line. He didn't really get to a place, but he's just so naturally gifted, and he's becoming, like, for a rookie to be given that respect where everyone was just sort of watching him skip across the field. I think even when Teddy makes his break for the first try and he was popping up back on the inside, he could have been there for an easy draw and pass. Like,
Roger was standing 45 metres deep, beauty.
The third thing that I love about him, fucking got smoked in kick pressure about two or three times, fucking dusted himself off, got back up, didn't complain.
And those times it was Murdoch Masella first, then Bunty twice. There's some big boys.
Yeah, fucking oath. And a couple of them were fucking 50-50 as well.
Yeah.
Didn't get up and complain. You love that from a young half.
I was blown away.
And he's a snack.
Yeah, I know. I thought that low-key, they shot, maybe it was at the very end of the game, the camera panned to him and he gave a little wry smile and combed the hair. Very Josh McCown-esque, you know, combed the hair out. The best thing with Sammy Walker, like, I've never heard, and like you speak to footy players a lot more than me, particularly now that I'm out of the sort of the journo world, but I've never heard someone be so raved about on the training paddock in terms of what they can do.
Yep.
Like you've played with and played against guys and heard about guys who train really well but can't really perform. But when people talk about this guy at training, they were like, mate, wait till he turns 18. Wait till this guy gets out there. They've been saying it for about 18 months. So to me, he looked like he was in almost half in third, fourth gear against the Warriors, cruising. Defensively was super sound for a smaller half. And I walked away from that game just thinking, fuck, if him and Kerry are in the halves for the next, you know, Kerry's only 29. In the next 2 to 3 years, they're going to be a problem.
Should have gone to Sharkies. I don't know. They're going to kill me all year, the Roosters, because I'm being spiteful now. Just because I try to pick them out of the eight.
I'm going to go to the Roosters, bro. Rolling on.
You know what? I'll stick solid. I'll stick solid with the Sharkies. I love the response from Teddy in that game too. Pappy comes out and has the fucking 11 minutes of
every time. Remember
and Teddy's like, fuck you.
Remember round one? Baby? Everyone was like, they had that Thursday night game and everyone was like, Pappy for Dally M. And Teddy's like, yeah.
Is he the best fullback?
Hold up, bro.
Is he getting closer to Teddy? And Teddy just goes, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby? You like that 40
and the
jersey
Morris
in Origin?
Twins. Like and the Morris jersey. Twins too? Oh, what about a couple of those tries that they scored? Like, fuck. That first one that BMOS scored when he was like, he had an inch of fucking grass and somehow snuck in the
and inside. A pretty small winger in Kim Amalo trying to push him over touch.
I think it helped that Joe Manu gave him the pass and then like got bowled over into, was it?
It'd been Pompey on
Pompey?
That
yeah. Pompey? Pompey. Yeah, so, mate, Morris boys, like I said before, played against those guys in fucking Estuary Ball and they're still doing their thing. And not only doing their thing, they're doing it at a fucking high level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if there is a decline in the next, like, 2 years, they're still – like they could play for another 3 or 4 years, man. Injuries permitting, I don't know when they stop.
Yeah, they're the type of guys too now at this point in their career, I believe they're taking pay cuts to be just staying at the Roosters and playing good footy, so – it's a nice luxury for the Roosters to be out that they've got a couple of fucking veterans like that. Just keep biding time for a guy like Joseph Suwali who's eventually going to come and push his way into that team. West Tigers versus North Queensland.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a stinker for me. I don't think I'll be watching this game.
it does a bit of a it's Sunday 4 o'clock, and as Lukey likes to say, such a 4 o'clocker on a Sunday. That's fine.
Sorry to my boy Michael Cheekham, who's getting around the cuzzy. This doesn't excite me one bit, this game.
It does nothing for me, bro. I don't even know I'm going to pick the Tigers, I guess.
Whatever.
I don't know. No, look, they were fun. Maybe it was just
I'm going Tigers,
it was the Easter Monday game against Parra. They showed some
that was
touches.
Fun. That was fun. Yeah.
And
it's more the Cowboys, man.
It is like the Cowboys.
They're not fucking giving me anything to be excited about.
Tell Malolo's back. So that's obviously he's their fucking bread and butter. That's everything they do revolves in and around Tal Malolo. Reece Robson and Granville obviously control a lot of the ruck, but they can't get that ruck speed without the big fella. So he's back, huge. They got to win at some point in the year. Maybe they jag one here. The Tigers are the sort of side you could jag one against. I don't fucking know, man. I'm going to pick him, but...
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Tigers with no confidence.
No confidence.
I loved your little article with the fucking Bombs of Doom.
Oh, for fucking Dewey,
bro. Fuck me dead.
Holy fuck.
Poor Gutho and Fergie, he struggles as it is. My boy Ferg, shit, baby.
But I'll say,
I was going, when they were going up there, I was going, shit, baby.
Put on, you're thinking he's going to come out at halftime with a little Makedo half gloves on, little bow champions or something. But
yeah. Dewey's in really good form in the six, mate. Like, you know,
he's going great, yeah.
Even in a couple of games that they lost, like, was it the Roosters game that he jumped over someone for a meaty? Or could have been.
You said it after round two on this show, actually, that he looks to be. He was one of those guys that kind of you couldn't find a position for him, but you needed to pick him. Mm. But he likes the six jumper. He looks comfortable in the six jumper. And fuck me, if he keeps getting purchased under like that, that back three is very safe for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I like the back. Oh, for the Cowboys.
But you'd still be putting them up to Tuolagi and Val and seeing what they can do with it. Felt will gobble it up. Mind you, we said that about Gutho. He gets that much fucking air under it, Dewey. Who knows? But unless they're scoring off a Dewey bomb, I don't see a lot of points in the Tigers. The Leilua sort of Roberts thing is yet to really pop. Luciano Leilua, that is. He's had some nice touches, but he needs to be more consistent, man.
He's silky. Yeah. Nice little try he put on for who supported
Brooks,
through the middle.
Brooks back
through
the middle. Inside, was it?
Little. Underneath the post, yeah. That was nice from Luch. And like he's capable of that. That's the thing with Luch. Man, he's improved out of sight too compared to from where he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
His engine's a lot better. He's just, to be fair, he's in an inconsistent team, and then that's why you get, you know, inconsistent performances. But I'm a big fan of Luch, I think.
Sounds like we're quite into this game, bro.
Yeah, I want the Tigers to put a score on them like they should.
Yeah, they should.
That's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not confident.
I can see the Cowboys winning. Yeah, okay. I'm going to lock in the Tigers, bro. Okay. Let's roll on.
Tigers it is.
One game.
I'm going to go to this game on the weekend, Lukey. I've got tickets. You want to go? Yeah, all right.
Lukey's got himself a bucks on the Saturday.
Do you want to come to a Jacko?
I'll definitely come, yeah. Lukey might be a bit scat, but I'll come, bro.
Our boy, friend of YKTR Sports, Pricey Cartwright, makes his return after a broken jaw.
Good on him.
On good authority, he would have been part of the starting 13 at somewhere. I don't know who would have been out, but I know he was in the starting 13 plan. So to start the season before he broke the jaw. So happy to see Pricey back. He's going to get us some tickets. And this will be my first time going out to Bank West to watch a footy game. So I'm looking forward to it. So we show down to the teams, please, Lukey.
Where are the Drags at? $3.85 for the Dragons.
Yeah.
Another one of those, like, we've probably highlighted three games now where, like, I like Newcastle in a potential upset. You like Cronulla in a potential upset. The Dragons could get up here.
They
could definitely get up, man. They're playing such confident football at the moment, which I know is a bit of a cliche sort of statement, confident football. But when you're winning, yeah, I mean, you'd know, mate. When you're winning, everything just feels better. Your prep feels better. You know, when you get into the game, it feels better. Bank West, obviously, is going to be a fucking vibe with you and I in the crowd. So,
And Lukey. Because he'll be editing himself like with the perfect little fucking face too.
Yeah, he'll be editing Simi out.
Luke was filthy about that. Hey, man, I was filthy on you yesterday for putting that up, yeah, with Simi. That's why I had to post on Instagram just so everyone knew how upset I was.
he was spewing. I'm gonna pick Para after just gassing up the Dragons. I just think they're undefeated at the moment for a reason, and I'm not going to disrespect them like that. Shout out again for the third week in a row, Isaiah Papali, buy of the fucking year so far, man. Absolute monster out there. Got his first meaty as well. I would suggest then if Bryce is there in the 17 jumper, Ryan Madison back as well. Of course, he didn't play last week.
Yeah, knocked out concussion.
Yeah, concussion. So, fuck, man, that's a tidy bench with Kafusi, Papali, Will Smith, and Brycey boy. I think they have the advantage just on pure talent, Para, at the moment. But fuck, the Dragons are playing good enough football. If you like the Dogs in terms of underdogs, they're a nice little bet, nice little flutter.
I'm going to pick Para just because I think I've seen enough now. Shout out to Reid Marnie, who's leading the Daily M comp too. I believe he's worked.
Yeah, that was a bit of a smoky for me.
Yeah,
he's playing good, but mate,
he's played unreal, mate. He's fucking been so good. He's really, like I said, after that Broncos game when they started the first half really slow, from that point on, second half, he straightened them up.
Yeah.
And they've been playing way more direct and playing out of him. His confidence is at an all-time high now. Good kid. Fucking stoked for him to be playing so well. Another big in for the Dragons, Jack Bird. He started the season really well. He missed last week's game and they still managed to jag a win. Our man Mudders, put on a clinic last week.
I'll tell you what, we talked about Fergie struggling under the Dewey highballs. Mudder's got a good chocolate dip.
Oh yeah, Mudder's will be getting after him too. He knows his boy Fergie Ferg. Yeah, he ain't a stranger to Fergie Ferg. Yeah. He'll be putting a few up to him. So
bomb squad, baby.
Yeah, Mudder's can kick it with the best of them as well. So I'll be happy to be wrong in this because obviously I want to see Normie go well, but I'll be. Any fucking comes and he carries on too if we fucking tip against him. Even though I've tipped him 3 in a row, beauty, you're welcome. I will be going Parramatta Eels, mate. I think they're going to be...
Yep, Parramatta Eels.
They're becoming genuine fucking threats and contenders to the, I believe, 3 big dogs. I've got 3 now with obviously the Roosters, just too many injuries and I think they'll fall off by the end of the year. Like I said, I'm obviously not going to miss the 8, but when you Bunnies. Think about the 3, you've got Bunnies, Penrith and Storm.
Yep.
And fucking para thereabouts.
Ice and I had a conversation on Tuesday morning. We were trying to figure out if because we're like, oh, fuck, they're undefeated with Penrith. But you don't put them in that category yet.
No,
you can't. And then Ice goes, oh, they haven't beaten anyone. And we're like, oh, yeah, they beat Melbourne.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know. They're one step away from being in that fucking cream of the crop for some reason.
When do they play Penrith? Do you know when they play Penrith? Is that soon?
That'd be good
to see them two go.
But that's what I mean. So their one big win, but they've already got it. I don't know what it is. I'm not 100% sold on them yet in terms of premiership, but I think they're right in that race. My biggest thing, and Lukey and I have been talking about this all week, if Mitchell Moses is playing like he is now, there's no fucking ceiling. There's no roof on how far Parra can go. I think Mitchie Moses has the best long kicking game right now in the NRL, and I'm taking guys like Adam Reynolds and everyone into consideration. Then Reynolds' short kicking game's unreal, but Mitchie Moses can fucking stop it on a dime from 40 out if he wants to. He's playing unreal. So I'm going to go Parra here, but I'm with you, bro. I'll be happy to be wrong on this one.
Beautiful.
Multi of doom?
Multi of doom. I'm going to have a look because I'll just pick the teams as we're going then.
Yeah, sweet.
So I'm happy to just sit down and have a good look at it.
Well, we got
might
two,
not even pick
two things teams. Tomorrow then. We'll leak out the multi of doom.
We'll do the Thursday night footy straight away and put this up, and then I'll get you the – because there's nothing that I love in the game tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe a try score if that, but I'm happy to go from Friday onwards for the multi of doom.
I'm going to have a proper think about the old rookie in the Vet Cup as well because I'm that confident the boys get up. You're fucking dreaming if you think Manly's beating them out there.
Well, you just want to go 100 or something?
Yeah, easy. Goodies.
Done.
Cash on the next episode,
Skip
baby.
Skip signing out, baby.